Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober,
she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
What's going on here? Everything...
Why don't you teach me how to do it? And then, like, first of all, an hour ago, you're like, let's do a podcast. I'm setting it up now. And it didn't get set up.
Here, you ready? Test. There you go. But it starts at like 50 seconds or something. Go ahead. You try it.
Test.
No, you got to talk up. You have to talk up.
I'm literally going to lose my fucking mind. And we just started a podcast.
There's no need to be so angry all the time in life.
I know. I agree with you on that one. It's just unfortunate that there's somebody that's always like pissing me off.
Who's that? Name five people that always piss you off. Name three. Three people.
Richard, Ira, Voss.
Whoa! I fit into all three of those categories.
Stop
well,
it.
Well, folks, we're back with... Another My Wife Hates Me podcast. It's been a while. It's been a week or so.
Don't worry. I've been hating him while we haven't been doing it. I've been keeping up my end of the bargain for this whole time.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good. No one, I don't want to get into an argument.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No. Here's the deal. Bonnie was, like, I don't know if this is worth discussing. I think after... But Bonnie is nice enough to get up and go, I'm going to make breakfast. Would you like something? And I go, yes, thank you. And, you know, she made a nice bagel with an egg on top. But What? A bagel with an egg.
And cheese.
I'm sorry. Now, let me know if I'm wrong about this.
Let me know if I next week.
Here's the deal. It's very kind of her to go, hey, I'm going to make this. But after 10 or 11 years, when you tell somebody, I don't like my eggs runny, I like them well done, but they make them the way they like it.
This is what I said to you before I made it. I said, do you want me to make you what I'm making? And you go, what is it? I go, it doesn't matter what it is, because that's the only thing I'm making. I'm not making a special thing for you. You said, what is? I said, I'm making it exactly the way I'm making mine.
No,
that's what I told you.
You're making egg and cheese.
No, I said to you before I started, I'm making it exactly the way I'm making mine. I wasn't making it to order. And you chose yes. Because
why?
If I didn't make you one, regardless of whether the egg was too runny for you or not, you'd be like, can I have one bite? Just one bite. Can I have a bite?
That's not true. That's not true, but how hard would it have been to leave my egg in 30 extra seconds, right?
It wouldn't have been hard at all, except that's not what I was doing.
But why would
it? And then I serve it to you, and you go, why are you wasting a big plate?
Yeah.
What is the wasting?
What's the wasting?
Do we throw those plates out after?
No, we
wash them.
Yeah, and that's not wasting. Dish detergent and water... Just wasting big plates.
Do you think it really has a difference to the,
huh?
Like a half an inch.
No, but if you
circumference has
if
a difference.
You don't use all those plates, you don't have to wash as much. That's
who,
all.
Who has to wash as much? Who doesn't have to wash as much?
We don't, as a household. As
oh,
a household.
You? Oh, oh.
No, I'm not saying physically. I'm saying as a household.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to waste that much water.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Is that nice to say shut your fucking mouth?
This is exactly the kind of bullshit I don't want to talk about on the podcast.
Okay, let's talk about...
The division of labor. Yes, I do all the dishes. 100%.
No,
he's going to chime in and think, oh, I do 50%. No, he doesn't. He might think he does. I don't know where that delusion comes from, but I do 100% of the cleaning, the dishes, and 90% of the laundry. The only reason I'll give him a little bit of the laundry is because occasionally he will take my clothes out in order to put his clothes in. He'll just leave my wet clothes on top of the washing machine so that he can dry one shirt or whatever to get the wrinkle out. I don't know.
Oh yeah, it's a technique. If you want to get wrinkles out of your shirt, you spray water on it. Spray it lightly. Spray both sides with a spray.
Sandy, get over here. They're giving laundry tips. This is a podcast we're supposed to listen to. Laundry tips.
He's giving. So you spray
it. He's too lazy to iron. You know how easy to take an iron out? He takes her clothes out of the dryer when they're still wet, puts his in. This guy is daring. Sandy, come listen to this. Sandy never comes.
So,
do you notice that? She never comes over and listens.
Well, she's probably busy. What I'm saying is there's
ways. A lot
ways
of people might not know what that is. That is the guy from Making a Murderer. The guy who's in prison, but I have him not in prison. Just a regular dude, not going to prison. And he's married to Sandy, the woman that he was dating in prison. They're no longer together.
What
but
happened?
In this situation, they're still together.
Oh. He was dating her while he was in prison?
Yeah, she's the one I said she was 80 if a day. And you were like, what the fuck, Hannah?
All right, so I don't want to go through the whole
thing.
But
I don't know how old she was, but she had jowls.
What, so big jaws?
Jowls? You don't know what jowls are?
No, what the fuck is that?
It's when your this hangs down a little.
Yeah, I just said a big jaw.
That's not a jaw. This is the jaw.
Yeah.
This is like the skin that goes right here.
Yeah, like a fucking bulldog.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
You're calling her a bulldog.
No, 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 no. I'm just calling her Sandy with big jowls.
Oh, okay. Well, we had a busy couple weeks.
Oh, here comes the list. It's Richard's lists. Let's list what we did last week. Here we go. One.
I was in Vegas all last week working Brad Garrett's Comedy Club, the best comedy room in Las Vegas.
Here come the thanks. Here come the thanks.
I'm not thanking anybody.
Oh, Richard loves to do his weekly thanks.
I like to thank the whole staff and everybody there for making the week so pleasant.
God, do you think anyone's listening?
I went to
a waitress that's so fucking down on her luck. She's listening to this fucking podcast. You made her day. She's on a bus.
To what? On a bus to where?
The Grand Canyon.
Oh.
Just for the day.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'm trying to say is, and then one night we went over, me and the other comic.
Stop.
Me in the middle act. Dice was across the street. I went over to say hi.
Does he know I'm in a feud with him? Does he even recognize that?
Probably not, because he didn't say anything to me. He said, how you been? And we
talked. Why did he say my wife?
He kicked the other comic out of the dressing room because he didn't know him, which I don't blame him. I wouldn't want a bunch of strangers hanging around me.
How do you meet people? He's not open to meeting anyone new?
You're right. When you're famous like him and
famous?
He's fucking going to be on.
He's a has-been if there ever been
one. Are you crazy? Have you lost your fucking mind? He was in the Woody Allen movie.
Barely.
No. Very good in the movie. He's in Scorsese's new TV show on coming out on HBO.
But as a comic?
He's a good actor. Are you kidding me? Oh, you wouldn't take acting roles?
At least he's good at something.
Oh, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and argue and start a feud with my buddy just because you don't like him. Okay, you might not like him.
Do you call him Andy?
I call him Mr. Dice when I say
I call him Mr. No Dice.
Really?
Boom. Take that.
Well, anyhow, so I stopped by, said hi to him, and then one night...
That's what we should call our TV show if we ever get one.
What?
No Dice. And then if he tries to get on it, we go, the title, No Dice.
Oh, boy. And then...
No
one
Dice.
One night we went out for Thai food. This
okay.
comic.
What is this on the list? Is this number three or number four?
Number two, but we went out on with this comic from North Carolina, Nancy, the middle act's name was like Zoltan. He was from San Diego. Nicest, coolest fucking guy on the planet.
Oh, with a name like Zoltan.
Well, he's fucking, you know,
where's he,
Hungarian
where's he
or
from?
Something.
Mars.
So, I always fuck up his name. But then we went out with this.
Well, like, you're going to find out, like.
Other comic.
That his name is, like.
I forget. But the other comic's supposed to be real funny. Well, anyhow, so.
Anyway,
let me tell you the story.
Where's the story going? Yeah.
Let me tell you the story. So here's the story.
Let's hear it.
So Rick Dorfman, our old manager, he emails me and says, there's this comic in Vegas. He would love to meet you. He's a fan of yours. You know, Rick manages him. And he would love to meet you and maybe do a guest spot. I said, well, there's no way I can get him a guest spot. It's just not going to happen ever.
Then him wanting to meet you suddenly went way down the list of things to do in Vegas.
Well, then I said I'd meet him. He can come by. We'll hang out and talk or whatever. So Rick said, that's great. Da, da, da.
You didn't say
so
that.
Then we went out to dinner.
Zoltan.
No, the middle act. Nancy Ryan other comic. Now, this other comic from North Carolina.
Is this the Zoltan guy or a different guy?
No.
What's the middle act's name? Zoltan.
Like Zol. I got to look
okay,
it up
just
again.
Okay, let's just say it's Zoltan.
Zoltan.
Zoltan of the Third Realm.
I can find his name. Hold
no,
on.
No, who cares? No one cares. I like the name Zoltan. Zoltan.
Yeah.
Nancy Ryan and this other comedian.
From North Carolina.
Is this the one Rick was sending?
Well, let me tell the goddamn story. You keep breaking up and it'll make sense
well,
if you give me...
Well, it makes no sense.
Yes, it does. I told you we're having dinner.
Who's the fucking North Carolina guy? Is this somebody you knew before?
No, he's like a headliner. So he's working at the Stratosphere.
What's his name?
I forget. But wait, can I finish the story and it'll make sense and it'll be a good story?
All right, people.
So now the comic, you know, Rick said... One of my clients wants to meet you, da da da.
We know that part.
Okay.
But so far he's not there.
I just thought he was just whatever. Some guy in Vegas or whatever on vacation or some comic. So then we're having dinner. Me, the middle act from my show, Nancy Ryan, and the headliner from the Stardust, who's from North Carolina. Now the middle act at the Stardust with his headliner from North Carolina was the guy.
Oh, that you were supposed to meet.
Yeah, I didn't know he was the middle act at the Stardust.
Oh, okay.
So they said to me, we didn't bring him to dinner because you didn't want him to come. I go, what are you talking about? And Nancy goes, yeah, I text you about bringing other people. I never said no. So I called the guy from dinner and said, hey.
Well, how did it get so mixed up then if you didn't say no or anything?
I never said no. They just probably just didn't bring him and just made it, you know, blamed it on me. You know what I mean? Said, because I didn't care who went to dinner. What fuck do I care? I don't even know who the guy was. I didn't know who the other headliner was.
And he was there?
He was there. Yeah, Williamson maybe was his name. Or supposed to be really a funny guy. I could look it up.
White guy?
Yeah, supposed to be really funny. So, I should write down names when I meet people. So,
or these stories and then read them because.
Well, let me finish the story. It gets good.
Horrendous.
It gets good. So I call.
I'll be there in a minute, Sandy. This apparently gets good.
So I call the guy from the table and say, hey, look, I never said you can't come to dinner. No, no, no. You know, whatever. Well, the next day, Nancy texts me and says.
Do people say texts?
Text me and said, that guy. This is what I got. Now, I don't know if it's true. That guy.
Which guy?
The one that was supposed to meet me that they didn't bring to dinner. That night got drunk and got in a fight with two cops. Kicked out of the hotel. Right? And the next night never showed up for the gig, his show. So I don't know what happened to the guy or who he is, but the fact that if he would have came to dinner, none of this might have happened. That he would have gotten a fight with cops and drunk and kicked out of the hotel. This is just the info I got sent to me, so that's why I'm not giving names or confirming anything.
This has been another edition of Behind the Curtain into Showbiz with Richard Voss.
You want to try? We have a fun
I was
system.
Doing like piano too on that one, and people can't see. I should just let them know. I'll sometimes do different instruments with the singing. You don't see it.
You want to test our phone system?
I do!
This is what we're going to do. Hold on.
I do want to test it.
I don't know how this is going to
work.
Who
are we going to call?
No, you're going to go
upstairs. No, just call somebody.
Huh?
Call somebody.
What if it doesn't work?
Call Joe DeRosa. That piece of shit.
Why? Okay, hold on. Let's put this in this thing. All right. Is that on?
Is this thing on?
Can you go upstairs and
Why?
Call me? And call me?
Why?
Well, first of all, Joe's not going to be up. It's 10:30.
He'll be up.
All right. Let's see. Let's give him a call and see if this works.
But you'll be able to tell. Just the message will come through.
What's that? His what do you call? He never answers the phone. Let's keep trying.
We'll call somebody.
We'll call somebody until we find somebody, and we'll see if this
Your
works.
Your sister, by the way, asked me for 10 books.
Yeah, well,
to give to her clients.
I tell
she works at pharmaceuticals.
Hold on, here we go.
Well, I don't hear it ringing through the.
And I don't.
Hey, Joe DeRosa, sorry you missed me.
We were calling you. This is Rich Voss and Bonnie to test out our phone system on our podcast. Oh well, we'll try someone else.
Okay, it doesn't work.
But it might work. How do you know?
What do you mean?
Let's try Bobby Kelly. K.
Well, wouldn't it be loud? Like,
I don't know. Let's hold on, folks. We're not going anywhere. But the problem with the other thing. Hello? Bobby, is this Bobby Kelly?
Yeah.
We're calling you. This is Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane from My Wife Hates Me podcast. And we're trying to test.
Hang on. I'm driving. Is this a My Wife Hates Me ambush?
No, it's not bad at all. We're trying to test out whether this phone is going. Like we have this cable that we bought that you plug into your phone and then you plug it into the audio box, okay? And hopefully that this call will go through onto our podcast. But the problem is, what's that?
I know it's. He's getting worse and worse as he gets older, and there's nothing I can do about
but
it.
But here's the problem. When
I put the audio box, the sound, I don't know if it works.
Okay, well, let me explain this, and here's the problem. On our audio box, we have four inputs for microphones, right? You know that.
This can't be going out on our podcast. Like, this is ridiculous.
What do you mean it's ridiculous? We're trying to fucking...
You're doing a test on the podcast.
Well, how else are you going to know if it works?
Oh, my God.
But when you plug into the mics, into the audio box on the computer, mic one is lit up, mic two, and when you talk, you can see the green lines going back and forth. But this... Yeah, it is. The audio box. 44 VSL. PreSonus. So, but where the phone is plugged in into the third input, nothing's happening. There's no fucking green arrow, green line going back and forth on mic three. Do you know what I mean?
This is what he'd sound like if he was a doctor. Do you know that? Oh, yeah, cough right into the mic. That's a good idea. I hope you enjoyed that segment of the show. Rich has bird flu.
All right.
It's awful. Bobby, help me.
I hope this works. All right.
Listen.
What?
I would have to know, but I mean, you have to send me what the thing is, and then I can look at it and tell you what you need to do. As far as having your phone on your computer, I mean on your podcast, aren't you guys using the Zoom?
What's that? Hello? You said, did he say a Zoom? What did he say?
I wish that I could take over. He will not allow me to do any technical stuff for the podcast. He thinks it's important for him to do it, and he still uses a piece of paper with the three instructions to get it started every time.
You still read the instructions that Rob gave him?
Yes, he does. And today, before we started, he didn't have them, and he couldn't get it going.
I forgot,
go and get the instructions.
No, that's not true. I just forgot.
Bobby, 200-plus podcasts.
I just forgot.
Who does something 200 times and still... It's like that whole thing, I want to call that guy about the 10,000 hours and just be like, oh, it doesn't work for everyone.
you've done it 200 times, once or twice a week.
Yeah. Yes, for 3 years.
I like to have, it's a safety net. Well, you see, I forgot today when I started it, I forgot to hit file, save as, and all that. And I just screwed up the first 50 seconds. All right, well, listen.
Huh? One way is that now that you got this, stop and then rewind and listen and see if it went through.
How would I? Oh.
He doesn't. He won't stop it, Bobby. He won't pause the podcast because he's scared he's going to lose everything.
What you mean?
You don't understand what I'm dealing with. Help me.
Wait, you can listen to it. You can rewind it and listen to it. You can't rewind it and listen to it. How would you,
Bobby? Listen, I've had these arguments. It's unbelievable. And yet, you know, like, he's faced with the facts that he's an idiot. Like, it's so apparent. And yet he still walks around being like 141 IQ. And it makes it, it's like he doesn't know he's stupid.
No.
You know what I mean? It's just one of the many things he doesn't know.
Your problem is you think you know everything. That's your problem.
I don't, but I'm willing to learn.
So am I. That's
no,
why
you're
I'm
not.
What do you think I'm doing right now? We're testing a new system. That's learning. We're testing. How else
are
do you
we
know?
Starting the podcast? Because that's how our podcast starts every single fucking time.
Oh, yeah, because we got to make sure the mics are going. All right, so.
Bobby, help me.
Well, listen, I hope this went through.
God!
I hope it worked. I hope it worked because I spent $14 on these cables.
This is why he believes in God, because if he didn't, it would just be like there would be, that's his whole thing in life, is just to like fucking do a little prayer. I hope this works.
Yeah, because I believe in God. I don't have like you, just a heathen. Is that the right word?
If I believed in God, there's no fucking way I would be married to you.
Oh, look at Bonnie. Well, you laugh and just eggs are on. Okay.
I think he's starting to feel sorry for you. He's like suddenly realizes, like, I have a mentally handicapped friend that I might have been being mean to for too long.
First of all, Bobby is so much dumber than I am.
Oh, God.
Not when it comes to electronics. When it comes to electronics, he's much smarter.
Well, that's enough. He beat you in one area. That's enough.
But when it comes...
That's enough to win.
When it comes to life in general, I'm way smarter than
How
Bobby.
How is it even... He's a
Huh?
He's married. He has a child. He lives in a nice house. He doesn't do a podcast with his wife called My Wife Hates Me. He's definitely smarter than you.
You're fucking crazy. First of all, you're crazy if you think Bobby's smarter than me.
Keep listening to me. What? I'm smarter than you because I would never say that I'm smarter than something.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's what dumb people do.
Oh, look at...
The unoiled wheel speaks the loudest, boss.
What's he say? What'd he say?
Something. It's Confucius.
Oh. Well, listen, I have to run because if this isn't working, this is going to be a real big bomb.
Send me the audio box.
You are the worst person on the planet.
Why? You're starting to give me a headache.
Okay, well that doesn't work. So
how do you know if it doesn't work? It might have worked.
Well, stop it and rewind it.
I wouldn't know how to do that.
Oh, my God. Are we done?
No, I got to make sure. Oh, I know what happened. I don't think I turned that mic on. Oh, is this how it works? Hold on, folks.
Oh, God, folks. I know you're on the edge of your seats waiting to find out if this is going to work.
Hold on.
Did you listen to that podcast yet where they figured out how to do the phone call? Oh my God, it is riveting. It is absolutely riveting. They get it wrong a couple of times. I don't know if they set that up because it really has you on the edge of your seat. They do a phone call. It doesn't work. It's with Bobby Kelly. You can't hear a word he's saying. You're just like, oh my God, are they going to... I listened to that podcast 3 times. It was so amazing. And at the end of it, they don't get it to work. And they never bring it up in another podcast. I mean, these guys are, it's like Andy Kaufman shit. It is genius. It is absolutely genius, some of the stuff they do on there. It must be Bonnie. Bonnie must lay in bed and plan this stuff out. And it is, Rich plays the dumb guy, but he's got to be smart to be that dumb. You know what I mean? To play that dumb, you got to really know what you're doing.
I'm not dumb.
You can't just come out and be that dumb.
First of all,
you know what, Rich? You're so dumb that you interrupted. You interrupted a thing where I'm like painting you as a smart guy. Okay, that's how dumb you are.
No,
and you're like, hey, wait.
First of all,
I'm not too dumb to play dumb. I'm exactly the same amount of dumb as that character I'm playing.
You can make all the jokes you want. Oh, but you think
really?
This technical stuff is easy?
I know we're not supposed to on this podcast. If I
you think this
follow your lead, it would be no jokes at all.
You think this technical stuff is easy? You think it's... Huh?
I've asked you...
People go to school for this.
People go to school for this.
Okay, I'm learning...
Yeah, it's called 8th grade.
I'm learning how to work the other thing.
Oh, what's the other thing? What's the other thing, honey?
Our traveling fucking recorder.
The traveling fucking recorder.
Yeah.
Oh, and how long have you had that?
A while.
How long? How many years?
A year.
Is it 3.5 years?
No.
You've had that?
No, a year.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, let's call Lindsay. Because she gave it to us. Let's call her and ask her when she gave it to us.
Huh?
Yeah. Let's call her and ask her.
No, what's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
The big deal is that you cannot take a look at the situation and say, God damn it, I'm a dumbass. Let me
is that true?
Let me get my shit together here.
I'm trying.
Instead of spending all your efforts trying to make people think you're I got to call my seat. How long did it take you to be like, 141 IQ, I'm going to call it that, and then people think I'm smart.
Oh, really?
Oh, really, Bonnie? Great comeback, professional comedian Rich Foss with his, oh, really. That's his catchphrase.
Oh, really?
Anything anyone says, oh, really?
Really? Yeah?
Huh? Go ahead. I'll say some things to you. Your shirt's fucking stupid.
Really?
No, you can't say real. This is how dumb you are. You don't even know the bit.
We just said it.
It's, oh, really. And you're like, really?
Oh, really?
No, forget it.
All right, let's do the bit. My shirt what? Go ahead.
What'd your tattoos just look like your arms are dirty.
Oh. So what do you want me to do? Put lotion on it?
Okay. That's great. Yeah. No, that.
What do you want me to ad lib and come back with like a comeback? Is that what you want? Do you want comebacks?
Are you really, like, why are you proving this to everyone? Just over
anything.
And over.
I have a sinus headache.
You can't say, oh, really? Which is the bit? That's your fucking catchphrase.
Oh, I
that's
get it
That's your catchphrase.
Now. All right, let's start
again.
You're
the comic that just anytime anybody says it, you go, oh, really?
All right, let's start again.
Oh, my God. You were so dumb.
Oh, really?
Okay, there. We did it, folks. We got through it.
Really? What's that scar on your hand?
Where?
Right there. You got a scar on it.
I think it's a
shoulder. This stupid look.
Oh, I don't know. I burnt it once. And
so we did our live podcast Tuesday night, and it fucking went great. It was unbelievable.
Oh, really?
How fucking well it went. Ron Bennington is so fucking funny.
Really?
It's almost scary how funny he is.
He's so quick.
It's just like,
and he just is like stealth bomber, because he just waits. He lets people do their and then he just comes in with the most perfect line.
But he'll remember like from a half an hour earlier and then just bring it back.
Yes.
He's just fucking so funny.
Yeah, because I think it's called actual talent. Like, where he doesn't really have to try that hard. It just is. He just is.
It's
and his daughter's so nice. And
Gail. Oh, you're saying he's funny and she's nice? That's not. She's very
talented. I've never really, like, she wasn't on the show exactly. Yeah.
No, they do the show together. They're perfect together.
Are they perfect together?
I'm serious. It's not, well, whatever. But the live performance, holy fuck. I said this to him.
I want that to be a real show. Where
it makes
really
you
hosts.
Step up your game when someone like him is doing it. Like, because he's so funny, you're like, holy fuck. Mm-hmm. But everybody else who was on the show was fucking funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, you know, it comes on Sirius Saturday and Sunday.
So it's going to come on Saturday
on Raw Dog
at 1, and then Sunday at noon and 7.
On Raw Dog.
Yeah, Eastern Standard Time.
This is so fucking funny. I hope they edit it.
Valentine's Day show.
I wonder how they're going to.
Who cares? It's enough funny stuff that even if they edit.
No, but I mean, it was like an hour and a half. How long do you think they'll play it for? An hour or?
He said he could go over an hour. I think he said it could be an hour and a half.
Was so fucking funny. But that's not the kind of thing. I mean, is it like, what if you just tuned it in the middle?
Well, you would know what's going on.
It was a lot of fun. Anything else? We still got like 14 minutes to go. How we only had a half an hour?
I don't know. It really feels like a lifetime.
I know. My head is fucking killing me.
Okay, you're going to the doctor.
Yeah, sinus. Because I got to fly next week. So you can't fly with sinus problems.
Oh, no. People don't do it.
They don't?
You should have said, oh, really? You're so dumb. Can you please do the before and after?
No.
Come on. Rich could make money doing before and after photos. Because he can push his stomach out really far. And then do like abs. I want someone to do the mock up. Are you too vain to do the push out?
No. Once I get my abs really ripped, I'll do the push out and then I'll do the thing.
But when are you gonna, like,
I don't know, in a month or so. I've been eating bad lately. Being on the road in Vegas, you get depressed in Vegas. You're so depressed. One, your throat is. One, they smoke every fucking where in Vegas.
Oh,
in the casino. So you're walking around.
Did you
stinks.
Have any cigarettes?
Oh, no. Listen, if I had one, I'd be back to smoking. I can't have one and quit. What the fuck is it?
Well, you got Nicorette gum constantly, so.
Yeah, but that's not smoking. I'm not going to get emphysema or lung cancer from Nicorette gum.
It'd be easy to go back and have one cigarette. You're just getting some nicotine, then you get your.
No, I would fucking, if I had one cigarette, I guarantee I'd be at two packs already a day.
What if the doctor said you had to quit nicotine? The Nicorette gum. You have to.
I would do what the doctor says.
I would do what the doctor says. That.
Tell me why. You'd be the doctor. Why would I have to quit?
You have to quit the gum because your life depends upon it.
Oh, really?
Your wife hates it, and she will kill you in your sleep.
Oh, really? You kept yelling at me last night for the little stage.
You got back into bed. You were eating crackers. I was asleep, and all of a sudden I hear crunch.
No.
And you're just laying there, popping crackers in your mouth. Who does that?
They weren't crackers.
Really? It wasn't?
It was a cookie.
whatever it was, you don't, that's a, First of all, really a horrible thing to do. You snore constantly. So that's one thing I have to put up with. If it gets too much, I sometimes say stop snoring. But you think like, I don't know what you're
thinking. You snore too, you know.
No, I don't.
Oh, you think you never snore?
I think I never snore.
Oh, I'll record it.
You record it.
I'll record it.
Yeah.
Yes,
it'll
I will.
You 2 hours to fucking set it up to record. I doubt that'll ever happen.
I can't believe that. I don't know if this worked. I hope it did.
It didn't.
Why do you think it didn't?
Because there was no indications whatsoever that it was working.
Oh.
There was nothing on this.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I can't see. You won't allow me to see, but you were telling Bobby. And it didn't sound like it was working.
It didn't at all. I'm not going to lie. It didn't sound like it was working to me either. Well, we're going to have to bring in someone... We're going to have to bring in a instructor.
What do you mean?
Don't keep rubbing that big pimple. You're going to make it worse. Right here.
I know where it is.
It's not big, but I'm saying if you touch it, then it gets dirty and it gets... You know what
there's
I do?
There's no time to like just relax and not tell me what to do. You're
want me
just
tell you what I do
constantly fucking telling me what to do.
You that's you telling me what to do. That's
no.
your yes.
No.
Do you want me to tell you what I do with a pimple?
Here we go. Like there's no stopping you. I'm sure if I said that's fine. I don't need to know.
Stridex pads.
Okay.
That's what I'd say. Stridex. And they should let us.
By the way, you can get your Stridex pads at Amazon.com. Go to mywifehatesme.com/ Riotcast. I don't know. I'm just doing it without the thing.
You know, I was told Dr. Steve.
Enough with Dr. Steve! Enough with him!
He sent me a link on how to do this, and I sent it to my web guy. He said, why would you want to do this? But I haven't followed up yet. Like, you could put a link right to your website. Did you just fart?
No.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Yes, you did, and it was like fucking...
No,
like,
I wouldn't. Rich, come on.
Listen, it was just a link you could put right up. And just go to like Rich Foster. Quit farting!
I am not!
You're
farting.
Fucking
it's
a woman.
Chair.
You're a
it's
lady.
The chair.
You're supposed to be a lady.
It's the chair.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, answer it. What the? This podcast is a fucking bomb.
Hold on. Yeah, hello?
Hello?
What's up? We're doing a podcast. What do you need?
When are you going to the city?
I don't know. 5:30. I'll call. Goodbye. We're driving. I'll call you later.
Take me.
Bye.
What'd she say?
I don't know. Take me.
Well, she's going downtown.
Downtown.
We don't have enough room.
What do you mean?
Oh. Yeah. We're driving in. We're not taking the car. Okay. Yeah.
I feel fucking horrible.
Okay,
I wish
great.
This would end.
Yeah, so do they. So do they. They're not sitting around like, oh, I hope he talks more about his sinus headache. Boy, that's interesting. No, they're like,
I
let us
go. I brought up good
go.
Stories. You don't have any stories.
I have 1,000 stories. I'm never allowed to tell any of them because you're, you know.
Well, I don't say you can't tell
this
them.
This or that or.
What the fuck are you talking about? Tell a story.
No.
You don't want to tell a story.
I don't have one in my head right now. I got to think of one. What have I been doing? Nothing, just
huh?
Mom what? Stuff and
no, you got the book coming out, you got a big tour coming up, you're gonna explode. You said to me, you know, when somebody explodes, you gotta just be there for the, you know, either you're with them or you're not.
Yeah, you gotta be with them. I don't need you bringing me down.
No
you're
one
constantly
says
bringing
when,
me down.
No one says I'm gonna explode.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. That's
oh, I'm
not what
dumb.
I said.
I'm dumb. You can talk about that throughout the whole podcast. But
you're being dumb on the podcast.
I'm not being dumb. I'm just slower today. I'm a little slower. That's all.
Not this is not a today thing. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
If you think I'm only talking about today, then you have bigger problems than your sinuses.
Oh, man, I'm just fucking out of it.
I'm going to go banking out of me.
I was supposed to work this comedy club in Yonkers this weekend. Supposed to be 2 shows Friday, 3 Saturday. And for some reason, their permit didn't go through or whatever. And now they got me in some restaurant. 1 show Friday, 1 Saturday. Same money. But it went from like a comedy. Like I was doing a grand opening of a comedy club.
Oh, so now you're like
at some restaurant in
the
Yonkers.
The table needs to order.
Yeah, like I mean, look, it's going to be good, but I was already selling a lot of fucking tickets at the other place. Now are the people going to?
I guess sometimes you can't do anything. Okay, so my book comes out February 23rd. You can pre-order it now.
Uh-huh.
That would be great. Because I really do want to get like on some bestseller thing. And
oh, you will.
I don't think I will. I don't think I'm going to make it. My friend says it's really hard to do.
Oh.
I thought you could do it for one day and then always be called like a New York Times bestseller. But she said you have to do it for a whole week. You have to be on the best. It's like by the week. I figured one day I might be able to do it.
I wasn't paying attention. What was that again?
But it matters the first week. So the pre-orders matter to the first day.
You're going to kill it. You're going to kill it.
Whatever.
Because you're going
to
explode.
And this is what I would like to also say. I would never, ever try to force anyone to read my book. I do want you to buy it. I want you to buy it, but I'm not. That's as far as it goes for me. If you want to read it, that's fine. I'm not asking you to. I'm asking you to buy the book.
Wait, because you're...
It's only like 10-something. It's not that expensive, and...
Get it through Amazon, because then we'll make
it... Get it through
you...
Amazon. We could do...
Double dip.
Double dip. You get this podcast for free. We get paid nothing to do it. I mean, that's why it's shitty, but if I make more money with the book and stuff, maybe we can get a producer and do it better.
But you're not going to worry. You're at the exploding point, you said, right? So
that's not what I said. First of all, you're the one who said it, that I was going to go through the stratosphere with the books and the movies.
And then
I got a writing job offer yesterday. Okay, right. So
this weekend I'm in Yonkers.
I signed with a really big agency. That was exciting.
This week I'm in Yonkers somewhere.
And you're in Yonkers. Okay, so...
And I'm going to the doctor now. My fucking head hurts.
All right, thanks, everybody.
All right, talk to you later.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.